This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
You might think that in an age of remote sensing and digital mapping, we now have all the maps we'll ever need. But the Kentucky Geological Survey at UK is still working on new maps of the state, because we're still learning about how the geology beneath us affects our lives. Mike Lynch with the KGS files this report.
Not a lot of clay in it. I mean, it's very cohesive, so it's got a little bit.
As you go in more, it becomes just super crumbly.
The crumbly stuff that KGS mappers William Andrews and Antonia Hansen are talking about is a layer of soil they're exploring at the Jefferson-Bullitt County line. They're working on new soil maps for the area. Andrews heads the geologic mapping section of the survey, and he says mapping of Kentucky's underlying bedrock geology was completed in the 1970s.
And so our new mapping is coming back to try and get a better understanding of these, what we call engineering soils, or the unconsolidated deposits that sit on top of bedrock in river valleys and along hill slopes all across the state.
Hansen says the soil mapping focuses on thicker deposits on slopes and valleys because it tells the mappers more about useful resources like water and clays. It also helps to identify potential hazards for planters, developers, farmers, and families.
If they're just a little more knowledgeable, they would say, "Oh no, I don't want to buy a house here. I don't want to build a house here." And that's just the small part. I mean, we help farmers too. It's all about trying to help people, even if we don't see it outright. And that's why I really love this.
Hansen's project area is one geologic quadrangle. That's about 35 square miles. She's looking for locations where the original undisturbed soils can be found. But the terrain of the project area ranges from hilly knobs areas to rich flat farmland, making it challenging work. So Hansen and Andrews drive to lots of locations around the quadrangle. And they get out to walk to plenty of places to see the landscape close up and look for soil samples. Human development of the landscape adds to the challenge of finding pristine soils. Or as Hansen puts it, everybody digs everything up, whether they're building houses, industrial sites, golf courses, or roads.
Especially in developing areas, you can find where, as they're digging, they've placed a dirt pile off to the side, and that's really good to look at. Or maybe you know that they're going to be digging here, so better get your soil sample before they actually dig there. And it is a bit of a challenge.
And walking around the area carrying a notepad tends to draw curiosity and questions from people.
Who are you? Are you with the government? What are you doing? And then I've had many people, I've sat down there, their living rooms or on their porches and shown them the maps that I've been working off of. They really just want to know what you're doing. They don't see a lot of people walking around unless you're cleaning up the litter. So they don't understand if somebody's walking around with a notepad.
The mapping depends on limited federal funding, which won't last forever. So with the help of a citizen advisory panel, KGS is prioritizing the important places to map the soils and determine what is original and what's not.
Sometimes a spot like this gives you a peek into whatever the material is, but with the parking lot right here and it terraced off, obviously you have to wonder how much of this stuff has been pushed around.
For WUKY News, I'm Mike Lynch.